The eyewitness accounts of the life of Jesus Christ of the early church do not always put the disciples in the best of light. Indeed, they are frequently shown to be slow to understand and slow to act. This is certainly true of the written events of Easter morning. After Mary Magdalene had seen the tomb, that the stone had been rolled away, she quickly went to tell Peter and John. They in turn ran to the tomb. John looked in and saw the empty tomb, while Peter entered and looked at the burial clothes. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed, for as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. Did John, at this point, believe that Jesus had risen from the dead? So it seems, but that belief was not very strong. Only after they had learned from the scriptures, from the Old Testament prophecies about the Messiah, the Christ, the Savior, did they understand what they had actually witnessed. Jesus' resurrection is a necessary part of our salvation from sin and death. His death paid the price of our sin. His resurrection proves his power over death, which says that we also shall rise on the last day. This is a message of hope which we proclaim each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church. Please join us, even if this coming Sunday is not the day of Easter, to hear more of Christ's work to redeem you, to give you life everlasting. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.